The following show is closed caption for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
906, have you seen the Google Doodle yet today? Google celebrates itself today. Google marking its 15th birthday, but not really, because then when you click on the information about Google, it was founded September 4th, 1998. So I don't know. I'm not quite sure the deal of that. But anyway, it has a birthday pinata. If you click on it, then you use the space bar as a keyboard, and you can smash the pinata and get points. It's pretty cool. Like that there. Yeah, it's cool. Except Google was 15, if you believe their own website, earlier this month. I just found it interesting. So Google has been around for 15 years. You can argue that's really the beginning of the internet as you think of it today. I would say. On September 4th, 1998, Google files from corporation. Scroll down. I don't know why I don't get it. Because it's really September 4th. I don't know. They just think of it today. I don't know. Anyway, Windows 95 and IE 90, Internet Explorer 95, is really when I think of the modern internet and the way that you can search for things. But I guess really it was 3 years later when you think of it, when you could type in pretty much anything. And now it has reached where it guesses what you're asking for just when you start typing in, even in the address bar. It's just gotten, it's amazing. My daughters don't know the world before that, really. Not really. It's just, it's kind of amazing when you think about it. Here's a profession. Can you find one person in America who still tries to sell print encyclopedias? By the way, they have the encyclopedia companies, and I remember that whole debate when they ended their print versions and were online or CD only. I remember that. I'm old enough where we called them CD-ROM and not just CD. Yeah, you remember read-only memory? Yeah. What a world. What a world, and how much it's changed in the last 15 years. In August, we shared with you, and other talk shows did as well, the story of Giggles. Giggles was a fawn. WISN-TV in Milwaukee was the first to report on this. The fawn was taken from the wild by an Illinois family, worried she was abandoned by her mother. It was then being kept on this animal farm in Kenosha. The DNR learned about it and launched what some people felt was like a commando raid. They did surveillance on the place for days. They had a heavily armed team that came in, took the little fawn, and immediately euthanized it. The optics were horrible. I mean, it was terrible. There was various criticisms of this. Now, what I said at the time, the killing of the deer was secondary to me. The way they surveilled and the firepower that they had to go in and get this deer, I thought was insane, and I criticized it. I said, did they have to kill the deer that way? Well, according to their policy, they do because of the disease issue. And you can argue that people shouldn't have brought the deer there. What I said, to me, my primary, if not exclusive, criticism was, okay, does the DNR really have to bring a small army to get this deer? Their counter argument, which I thought was very weak, was, well, if they knew we were coming, they would have moved the deer and blah, blah, blah. You're not going to convince me that that wasn't excessive force. Governor Scott Walker, upon learning of this story, said he wanted a DNR policy change so that this, in quotes, this would never happen again. Apparently, Scott and I had a different definition of this. My definition of this was having a commando-style assault on a small animal farm to get a fawn. Apparently, what Scott was talking about is he didn't want baby deer killed that way anymore. The Wisconsin State Journal yesterday, I believe, reported this story. Natural Resources Board rejects DNR proposal to allow private ownership of deer. The State Natural Resources Board this week issued an unusually swift rebuke to a DNR proposal allowing people to keep wild deer. The idea was discussed at the board's meeting Wednesday in Pembine, even though DNR officials left the proposal off the board's public agenda. The board drafted and approved a resolution opposing legislation that would be needed to allow private deer ownership. The DNR drafted the proposal after department employees euthanized Giggles, a deer that ended up at a Kenosha animal shelter. Governor Scott Walker directed the agency to come up with a policy that would prevent such killings, which provoked strong public outrage. Board members and environmental advocates say the proposal, one of four options unveiled last month by the DNR, would upend decades of environmental and wildlife management policy. Once you go down this road of letting people keep captive wildlife, bar the door, Board Chairman Preston Cole said, you'll have all this captive wildlife all over the place. DNR spokesman Bill Koch said the department won't advocate for any legislation, so it's up to the legislature whether the proposal moves forward. The proposal was not an ideal solution, but it would have offered an alternative where no alternative currently exists. Koch said, if no alternatives are offered and we have another individual that is unwilling to turn over an illegally held deer, and it never even got to that. To my knowledge, the person was never asked to turn it over. That's a false statement as far as I know. That's what my bitch was about, by the way. The department will be left with no other alternative than to follow current state law, which is to seize the animal. We've been down that road before. The public did not support that alternative. Spokespeople for Republican leadership and the chairman of the Senate and Assembly Natural Resources Committees said they weren't prepared to discuss the issue Thursday. The other three proposals, which don't require legislative action, would limit euthanasia to sick or dangerous animals, allow licensed rehabilitation of sick or injured animals, and allow DNR wardens to return illegally captured deer from chronic wasting zones to those areas. Giggles was put down because the deer came from an area marked for the debilitating deer disease. I will tell you what I think, and then I'll get your thoughts. I think this is insane. I think proposing that people could just keep and own wildlife this way would be a disaster of unthinkable proportions. And I'm going to have some criticism here for Governor Scott Walker. I think Governor Scott Walker had a knee-jerk reaction to the public reaction of, oh my gosh, they killed a baby deer. In fact, the more I learned about it, to be perfectly, now, could they have waited? Could they have waited till they had the deer off the shelter before they euthanized it, basically in front of the people? Yeah, they could have. But I understand why they did that. When Scott Walker was going to address this, I thought he was going to address the enforcement approach, which is what my biggest criticism was. Now, I know a lot of you disagree with me on this, and you thought it was terrible that poor baby deer was killed. It is. I think this response would be ludicrous, is what I think. If you have any reaction to this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 9:15.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.